Let's begin with what are some significant ways the loss prevention business has changed or evolved over the years since you graduated from EKU.
You know, it's certainly become more complex. I think one of the things about loss prevention is that people tend to think of the lowest level, entry level positions. They think of security guards, maybe store detectives, as we used to call them in the retail setting, investigators. And actually, loss prevention can become quite complex and go in a lot of different directions as you move up through the ranks. And so people have a misconception about it sometimes because they think of one narrow focus of it. Yeah.
So does this actually go into store planning, the layout of the store, the operations of the store, much higher level than what you described there?
You never want the loss prevention or security effort to be the driver of your business unless that's your business. But you want it to be baked in so that you're understanding what the risk and rewards are. I mean, in risk management, you can accept risk, you can mitigate risk, you can try to, you know, transfer risk. So there's lots of ways to deal with it if you get in on the ground floor, so to speak.
In the business, you now use the phrase total retail loss. What does that mean?
It's a way to think about loss in a more holistic fashion so that you're not just thinking about what traditionally people think about malicious loss, shoplifting, employee theft, credit card fraud. And certainly those are important factors. But you know, what about the losses a company incurs from damages or losses they incur through regulatory fines or losses they incur through safety accidents? I mean, what is that total bucket? And is the company doing a good job of looking at it, all those different venues? Because most of those things are cross-functional, so no one person owns them, but you need somebody to kind of be the champion for them.
And what are some of the brands that you've worked with that people might recognize?
Well, if you went out to Hamburg or out Nixville Road, you'd probably see a lot of my clients, in various capacities, everybody from Best Buy to Dick's Sporting Goods to Bed Bath Beyond to Toys R Us to PetSmart. You pretty much can go through the power strip, and I've worked with quite a number of them, let's say.
In your view, what have been some key technological innovations in recent years?
Right. So, when you think about physical security, all of that's just getting more sophisticated, whether that be digital cameras, IP cameras, the locking technologies, safe technologies, all that, which are really important core fundamentals of a loss prevention program. But now, you know, with the IT infrastructure that's out there, cybersecurity, data breaches are a very important topic, as you can imagine, to retailers because they end up on the front page sometimes because they collect so much customer data.
So what excites you most about doing this, about what you do for a living?
In my mind, if we're able to manage those risks for a company, it feels kind of good. You know, if you can take a distribution environment and reduce their worker comp injuries by 25-30%, like we just did with a client, that feels pretty good because it means people aren't getting hurt and it means the company's doing better financially and we're adding value. And so I think even though people would look at it, oh, why would you want to deal with all those negative issues? If you can be good at that and be effective at that, it's pretty rewarding, actually.
Walter Palmer, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tom.